Morning Edition continues at 7:51 on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we'd like to welcome to studio Amanda Bynum. Amanda is Director of Program Operations at the Michigan Theater, and she's filling in for Russ Collins today on this week's edition of CinemaJay. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Well, you know, last week when Russ was here, we finished Cinema Chat at 8 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
And then 1 hour later, they announced the Oscar nominations.
That's right.
We're going to have to talk to them about changing that. But
I know, just that 1 week a year, you need to push it a little
exactly
later.
Right. Exactly. So any surprises for you or any high points?
I guess the big surprise for me was how few nominations Selma received. I mean, it's getting such critical acclaim and audiences are loving it, and for the Academy to, I mean, it got the Best Picture nomination. And,
but no director, which was expected.
No director and no Best Actor for David Oyelowo. And I read something on Twitter, and I'm sorry I can't tell you who said it, but it was talking about how magical this movie is, that it could receive the Best Picture nomination, but it didn't have any actors, and it didn't have a director, and it clearly didn't have a script writer, and it also didn't have a cinematographer.
Right.
It's magic.
There were a lot of folks upset about this.
Yeah.
The lack of nominations,
yeah.
And say it's even tinged with a touch of racism.
Racism and sexism. You know, I believe there's only been three female directors nominated for Best Director. And the Academy really had an opportunity to make history by nominating Ava DuVernay, as she would have been the first black female director nominated.
Not knowing the process,
yeah.
Not having seen the movie,
right.
I certainly can't peek into the room or into the minds of those folks who made the nominations,
sure.
But we'll have to take it on good faith that they were doing the best job they could.
And the critical backlash to the backlash is, you know, we can't just award. We've got to pick the best films of the year,
right, right.
And the best performances. And you know, as an example, when you look at the best actor nominations, I mean, there were some titanic performances in there, and that's not a movie pun.
Right.
I mean, you know, Michael Keaton was amazing in Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne, and Benedict Cumberbatch, and Steve Carell. I haven't seen American Sniper with Bradley Cooper, but by all accounts, it's a really strong performance. So somebody's got to get left out, but it does. I mean, this is the first time since 1999 that there have been no people of color nominated in any of the acting categories, and it's just kind of not sitting well with a lot of people.
Right. Speaking of left out, a lot of folks expected Jennifer Aniston to get a nomination for her role in Cake, and did not make it.
She didn't. Again, lots of really strong performances. But
carrying that monkey of Friends on her back, I think.
That's right. Oh, Marcel. I love that little guy. She's really trying to make light of it, that, you know, she was on Ellen earlier this week,
right.
Saying, you know, yeah, I got the number one snub. And I hope that there's not, again, backlash towards that. I mean, she's trying to make light of the fact that she's still in the news and, you know, oh, poor Jen. But, you know,
she seems to be fine with it. Other
right.
people are having a difficult time.
Well, and there was also the response of, is she under consideration for a nomination because she's not wearing makeup? I mean, that there's, and you get that a lot. It's like, oh, you know, playing ugly.
They would never
say
that about a male actor.
No, they wouldn't.
That bothers.
No, and it's like you gotta go ugly if you want to win a Best Actress award.
I come by that naturally. I should be an actor.
That you should.
Exactly right. So, Russ Collins is at Sundance, the film festival in Park City, Utah, getting underway.
Yep.
And Sundance is coming to Ann Arbor, and only Ann Arbor, as I understand
it.
That's
right. So this year, the Sundance Film Festival has significantly changed their Sundance Film Festival USA program, which we used to be a part of. They've done away with the program, but we did so well with turning out wonderful audiences and contributing revenue back to the Sundance Film Festival that we were allowed to be the sole participant this year, and we're super excited
so
to announce
one film
yes,
from Sundance goes anywhere
film,
other than Park City
other
and
than
it comes
Utah
to Ann Arbor.
Yep, and it's coming to the Michigan Theater, and we're super excited to announce that we're going to be showing True Story, starring Jonah Hill and James Franco and Felicity Jones. It's a super, super interesting story about a journalist, Michael Finkel, who's played by Jonah Hill, and an accused murderer, Christian Longo, who's played by James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
And Longo claimed Finkel's identity while he was on the run in Mexico because Christian Longo had been so enraptured by Michael Finkel's reporting that he wanted to adopt his identity as his fake identity when he was on the lam.
There's some rather deep-seated manipulations going on through the whole
yes,
process and relationship
yes,
between the
but
two.
It just looks fascinating to me. And so we're going to be showing that on Thursday, February 5th at 7:30 p.m.
Excellent. Either one of the actors coming to town?
I can either confirm nor deny at this point. We're right. Working on it.
I'll stay on top of that.
Thanks.
For you. All right. So what are my choices this week? I'm headed to the theater. What can I see?
There's quite a bit coming around. One of the things that's sort of popping up is looking pretty fun in this sort of bleak, wintry time of year is Mordecai with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp plays Charlie Mordecai, who is he's an art dealer. He's very suave, and he's trying to track down a stolen painting rumored to contain the code to a lost bank account filled with Nazi gold.
Hmm.
And it just looks kind of, you know, charming and silly, you know,
right.
In a heist.
He can do that well, charming and silly.
He's kind of the master of charming and silly at this point. But, you know, it's like your kind of traditional heist film, but with a wink.
Right. And we have a new Jennifer Lopez movie. I never know what to think of those.
The Boy Next Door, the trailer looks creepy and absurd all at the same time. You know, she's the, you know, neighborhood hot high school teacher and this guy moves in across the street and turns out he's in high school, but it's a thriller.
It's not a
comedy. I know I made it sound like a comedy just then, but no, it's a thriller, and it's not for me.
Yeah, probably not.
I can
not
say
not
that, right? It's
either.
Not for me, no.
And what about Strange Magic? What's that all about?
Strange Magic is a fairy tale musical. It's an animated film from Disney. It stars features the voices of Alan Cumming and Maya Rudolph and Kristen Chenoweth, and it's got popular songs from the past six decades to be the through line of the story about the misadventures of these goblins and fairies looking for a powerful potion. It sounds cute.
Fairy tale musical. Three words that will always keep me away from the theater.
Really? I had you pegged as a fairy tale musical kind of guy.
No, not at all.
Not so
much. And what about Downtown? What is Force Majeure?
Force Majeure is an outstanding film. It was the winner of the En Certain Regard, sorry for my French, jury prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival. It's about a Swedish family who goes on a skiing holiday in the French Alps, and everything's going great, but then suddenly there's an avalanche, and the family begins to flee in all manner of directions, and when the wife is kind of yelling for the husband to come and help save them, he doesn't. And then everything works out just fine, but now their marriage is in shambles.
Of course.
Because he did not man up, so to speak.
Yeah, wow. That would be an interesting kind of psychological
exploration. Oh, yeah. It's gotten just wonderful, wonderful critical acclaim. People are raving about it. And that's opening on Friday at the Michigan Theater.
And any special screenings or return films that
I
might have missed?
We've got so much coming up this weekend. We're super excited to bring back Whiplash, which played at both the Michigan and the State Theaters a little bit earlier
J.K. Simmons, who got
nominated. Yes, so
right?
it's a return engagement because of all of its Oscar nominations.
Right.
So if you didn't get a chance to see Whiplash when it was first playing downtown, make sure you come back. It opens on, or it returns, I should say, on Friday at the State. We're also going to be showing National Gallery, which is a documentary about London's National Gallery and all of the interesting characters who work and support the gallery.
Make it what it is.
Exactly. And that's only playing twice. I mean, it's kind of long, so we're only able to squeeze it in a couple times.
And the Michigan Theater's Noir series continues with Double
Indemnity.
Yes,
we're showing Double Indemnity on Monday the 26th. There's just so much going on. We're showing Diplomacy a couple times. We're showing The Babadook a couple times, which came out of Sundance last year. The Korean Cinema Now series is continuing on Saturday. So there's a little something for everybody playing downtown this week.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the movies. And Amanda Bynum, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.